So as people are continuing to wander in, just hope to get some first-hand updates from people, as well as just your feedback from the message. Know what you thought.
Kneeling down and just worshiping God. Because it was so awesome.
Yeah.
It's just all inspiring for me.
I really liked how he said, keep on praying, that, you know, Lord wants us to be persistent, and, you know, you don't get healed maybe right away, but to continue to pray for that healing.
Yes.
And,
speaking of which, how are you doing on that?
I'm doing good.
So, 1 to 10, or are you on 0% to 100%?
I wouldn't say 100%, but probably like
70%.
Wow. I mean, it just keeps going up, but yeah. It's,
wow, that's
it's
great.
Really wow.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're done.
I also appreciated the way that the story at the very end was just God interrupting his life, and that it was so timely, but that it does happen to us as well.
Yes.
But because it was so important, God interrupted.
Yes. There's so many different miracles that are happening. You know, it's like this is an event, but the book is something else, and the message is something else, and the timing is something else, and it's like all coming together in that one spot. Is just.
And it came out of a failure. If I understand it correctly, that book was something he didn't want to have, and he wanted to recall it, and yet that was a link to that healing.
Yeah.
I think it also shows that God meets you where you are.
Yes.
Very much.
Good. I thought it was really eye-opening how he connected to my having to wait for 10 days. Some of us pray. I've been back from there this week. I've been praying for it. God, I'm encouraged by that. Jeremiah can wait for 10 days.
Yes.
And the other thing is, I never thought about the path from how, you know, the distance 600 miles, and it's not phone call or email that we do today. The path from still saying, please pray for it. No.
Yes.
If somebody else has to come on us 600 miles, come and tell you.
Yes.
That was really
eye-opening
for me. Yeah, I'm encouraging too.
Yeah. Months of being sick, and how long of that was, you know, near death. Yeah.
Forgive us. Let me go get Frank. We were downstairs.
Oh, no.
I gotta go get Frank.
Thank you, Teresa. Others, just other.
Appreciate his humility. It's always, you know, we all have weaknesses that we need to identify with, and that the book that he realized he rushed to get out, and it really was not a message that should be out there. And then the miracle obviously stands out. It's amazing. You want to worship. But even beyond that is a miracle of God taking his servant in a particular place far removed from that miracle and using this to say, I love you, Sam. I'm working with you, Sam. Work with me, Sam. And so I appreciated that illustration.
And there's two sides to that, because if you remember, I think it's Sam Storms who mentions, some people think God's just going to act apart from prayer when he's called us to pray.
Yes.
So there's this obvious, you know, like, no, don't just think God's going to do everything when I'm involved. He has called us to pray, and our prayers are intrinsically connected to what's happening. And yet, God also just acts. So it wasn't like he was praying for this incredibly timely letter to just show up and things like that. So God is still acting. So, you know, these two truths at the same time.
Hi.
Thanks, Frank.
We got promoted up here.
Just for 1 week. Don't make it to your head. So we're just discussing feedback from the message this past week, you know, just people's interactions. Others.
I had a little one this morning.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm always concerned about what's going on with what's happening in Ukraine, you know, things like that. It's been bothering me. I care about that, but it's been bothering me. While I was shaving, you know, I think it's priceless. I have overcome the world. Like, yeah. I worry about it.
Yes.
Let it go. Now relieve. I mean, it's a small thing.
Yes.
But it made me feel good. I mean, yeah.
Peace to your heart.
Come on. You're Frank, you're Italian. Don't be hurry. That's why I said, never shut up. I'll take care of everyone.
We got to pray for one of the ladies in the group last week, and I just sensed that God wanted to like speak a specific word over her, and I meant a singular word. Mm. And I was just trying to listen, you know, and there was two words that came into my mind, you know, and just, and I was even going to write them down, but I was just waiting for someone else to PM, so I just asked what other people would share. So the two words that I had were rose and beautiful. Mm. And all of a sudden Frank started sharing and he says, I'm just seeing this beautiful flower opening up, you know. I'm just like, awesome, cool. So it was just real nice confirmation. And what I even thought about this morning, didn't connect then, was because I do believe the heart that Frank shared as far as a flower opening up, it's something I have reflected on a lot of the different phases of a rose as it is, comes into blossom. There's a beauty in the bud, there's beauty when it just starts to open, and as it increases, the fragrance, the, you know, there's this unfolding. So even the rose beautiful and the unfolding to me was a nice connection.
And you know, going back to the rose is so amazing because this is how we grow.
Yes.
He grooms us, he makes us beautiful because we come a mess to him, and he molds us, and it's a reflection of that flower opening, because the more we seek him, the more we grow in all the things that he has for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
All right, so let me have my good friend Chip Grange come on up here.
I admire that man.
Too. I actually, when we first set up the different classes and saw this topic coming up, I wrote Chip's name down, and one thing that I've seen in Chip is the gift of faith. Now, I see faith as the ability to raise faith in others. And I have seen Chip in different situations just share and act that the level of faith just rises in the room. You know, and I just see that as a spiritual gift. But here, persevering in prayer and the healing power of God. So I'm going to interview Chip a little bit. Let me just pray as we get started. Lord, thank you. You are sweeping us into this day, drawing us into this day. Lord, we woke up in different places, Lord. Some of us not wanting to get out of bed. Some of us anxious, Lord God. Some of us focus on other things we want. Or some of us maybe want to get past this day. But you are bringing us into this day. Plans, goodness, graciousness, you have for us, Lord God. It awaits. It is here. It is present. Lord, raise our faith, Lord God. You are present and drawing us into this day. For your glory. Amen.
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 All right, so my first question I want to ask you, Chip, was try and get a little bit, so that people who don't know you can know you a little bit more. So the Saturday men's prayer meeting, when did that start?
About 35 years ago. It started, I'll give credit to this guy who flew in a small ultralight yesterday, and we saw the pictures of it, Scott Bates. We had back in the day when care groups were multiplying and we were going on from care group to care group, and we finished one care group and Scott was in it and others were in it, and he said, well, and we had a men's prayer meeting going on Saturday, and he said, well, why do we need to stop the men's prayer meeting? I don't know. So that, from that day forward, which is about 35 years ago.
So pretty much constant every Saturday for the past 35 years has been a group praying?
Yeah.
So did you ever think it'd be 35 years?
No.
In reflecting back, what has been some of the, a chief outcome of that, a surprise or a joy, blessing of that?
Well, Kathy wakes up to the sound of men praying, and she is ecstatic, and it's wonderful that she's great in hospitality, but she loves to have men in the house praying. And I think that's more than just the physical appearance of grubby men being in the house drinking their coffee, but it's, I think there is a spiritual atmosphere that's being created, which is the essence of prayer, is our posture of dependence before God. And I mean, what Frank just said, that, you know, when he hears the word of Christ that I've overcome the world, wow, you know, we just relax into that. And what is that? That's really Dad, Father, calling us, say, I've got this, you know, I've got this, you don't, you know, give it to me. So prayer is the response of us coming into the right relationship with God and then letting His Spirit communicate with us, and it's a reciprocal relationship.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You personally, have you seen many major physical healings?
I have not seen many major physical healings, other than I can now see you all clearly because a week and a half ago I had bilateral cataract surgery, and I went from not being able to read prescriptions to without a magnifying glass to being able to now function wonderfully without, and it's wonderful how clear your faces have become. I thank God that I live in this tiny slice of history, in this tiny slice of the world, and to me that is a wonderful gift. And every good gift, whether it comes with human hands or not, is a wonderful miracle. So I'm praying into God to do that. So there are people that I've been praying for decades. Bill Bederis. I pray regularly for Bill Bederis to be healed. Carissa Galbraith, regularly praying for her to be healed. Chef Sheffer, regularly praying for him to be delivered from the things that are afflicting him. And Dave Gearing, praying. It's rare that I don't leave him back at his at the Hebrew home without putting a hand on his shoulder and just saying, God, maybe this is the day that you want to spring my friend out of the wheelchair. Yeah. And I am not disappointed that that doesn't happen, because I know how tiny is my understanding of what, of the goodness of God. And I'm believing, as I pray, according to my very limited understanding, that that physical healing, the miracle of Dave Gearing after decades of MS and now being quadriplegic, could actually get up and jump and move, which I envision. I see that happening. But to me, it is a miracle when I'm, a month ago now, on a fishing boat out in the Chesapeake with Dave Gearing and his daughter with tears is saying, I never thought I would be able to be on a vacation with my dad, let alone on a fishing boat out in the Chesapeake. And that happened because a guy fell out of a stand, a hunting stand, broke his back, is paralyzed, and his employer said, and he loved to fish, and his employer, who happens to have a lot of money, said, I'm going to make it possible for you to fish. So he had a design from the ground up, a yacht with major stabilizers and elevators and all of this stuff that allows wheelchairs to have accessibility to it. And he now has a ministry to people in wheelchairs. And I, you know, it would be great if those people popped out of those wheelchairs, and I would pray for that. But is it not perhaps more God-glorifying that a Dave Gearing and his daughter could go on this fishing trip because of a Christian man who saw his employee get crippled? I don't know. So I pray for what I can see and what I would desire. Let your request be made known to God, but allow the peace of God, which passes understanding, to guard your heart and your mind. So I come into the exciting territory of neediness every Saturday and frankly every day, with big requests and little requests, and I come into the presence of the one who says, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you the rest. The rest is the fruit of prayer that's saying, God, be God in this situation. Glorify yourself in this situation. Here's my tiny request. Here's my little thought of how this might happen, like a healing. But Lord, you do what you will most glorify yourself and will thus be most satisfying, most deeply joyful to me.
Excellent. You got right into like where I was going, which was the main question, because Sam Storms, if you guys remember, is saying that he references our tendency to alter our belief when we don't see healing happening. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we pray, nothing happens. Now, we are processors by nature. Our brains process, okay? We put our hand in the fire, it gets burned, okay, we don't put our hand in the fire, okay? These are things we learn. So now you're coming into an experience, I pray for this person, I'm seeing nothing happen. I've got to process it. And he says, most of us process either, okay, healing's not meant for today, or it's not God's desire to heal him. It seems almost natural that that's where we go. And he's saying we need not go there. And in SHIP, I have found something different. And so the question was, what is it that keeps you from going where the rest of us go? I think you hit it really well, which I didn't expect. When you said, how tiny is my, and I'm thinking, is he got to say faith? Is he got to say, you know, is my understanding of the goodness of God? I'm grabbing onto that. So.
You know, Sam appropriately focused on the persevering of prayer. And as I'm meditating on that, I like acronyms, I like phonetics. But so I'm thinking of something deeper than the persevering of prayer. There's times when we need to persevere in prayer. God's calling us to something, and there is a battle, and we're persevering. But what's below persevering, it is the posture of prayer. So perseverance of prayer is actually on top of the posture of prayer. And what is the posture of prayer? I think yesterday my daughter-in-law was over, and she was talking about my youngest grandson. I have 12 grandchildren, and the youngest one, GRG, Graham River Grange, not George Robert Grange, Graham River Grange, 4 years old, and she was talking about the school routine and so forth, and he's at home, and he's pretty independent, but she says he wants to know where she is. And if she doesn't tell him that she's going into a different room in her other room, he comes looking for her. And when he sees her, then he's okay. Then he can go back to playing and doing what he's doing. And I'm thinking, that pictures for me prayer. Mm-hmm. Finding where my father is in this circumstance. I'm a little anxious. Why am I anxious? Well, there's a big world out there that I don't know about. But the real anxiety that God is triggering is, I need to come unto him, all you who are anxious. I need to come unto him. I need to find out where God is. So prayer, the posture of prayer is dependency on the goodness and the greatness and the love and the sovereignty of God. And I need to grow in that more than I need to have my little puzzle answered or put together. So why I'm not disappointed when my little prescriptions of prayer are not answered is because I'm believing that my father is in this house, and I just need to be with him. And as I'm with him, I can say, as David said in the wonderful Psalm 16, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. For already in that first verse, he's going from the Lord to my Lord. I said to the Lord,
you are my Lord, and apart from you, including the answer to this prayer, apart from you, I have no good thing. So the answer beyond the answer is relationship. The posture of prayer is the relationship of dependency on God. And this is a place where I cannot be disappointed, because as the man who married us 51 years ago, Dick Halverson, pastor of Fourth Presbyterian Church, would often say, that find his appointments in every disappointment. So the disappointment in my prayer not being answered is simply, I don't know God well enough. I need to get to know God better, because I know that in his sovereignty and his wisdom, he has a timing that is absolutely perfect for Dave to jump out of the wheelchair. It may be when Jesus returns. I pray that he would do that in a way that will glorify himself. Yes. If Dave jumped out of his wheelchair here at Covenant Life Church, are we good enough? Are we dependent upon God enough to be able to not focus on the miracle, but focus on the miracle right. worker? And that is not a human being. Mm-hmm. That is God.
One of Chip's quotable quotes, which I because I love the pictures, he says, everything I know can fit in a thimble. Everything I don't know fills the universe. Mm-hmm. And I just love that picture, because that's so accurate. So when these things are happening, I don't usually come at it that way. I'm thinking, I know it all. So this doesn't fill my world. Had one child who said, that's not a word, I don't know it. It's like, and in my own brain, I got to pull that in. But that serves well. Jim, you were raising your hand a couple minutes ago, right?
Well, I wasn't, but I just wanted to say Saturday morning prayer, just a little shameless plug. If any man who wants to come even by Zoom, it's a tremendous blessing. And there are brothers who not only live in Gaithersburg, some join us from Richmond, some join us from coming back from Egypt. So it's a tremendous brotherhood and faith building and brotherhood building time. Anyway.
and it is not my prayer meeting, and the prayer meeting will end tomorrow when the Holy Spirit says, you know, that's it. It's so the blessing is not, I you know, we're human beings, and I like, you know, 35 years, that's not insignificant, but the significance is God showing up every week, you know, and he's present here, he's present in each of our homes, and we need to be greeting him with the hunger of faith that says, I believe you are a faithful God who has faithfully created me for yourself, and I am restless until I find my rest in you. So every place I am, it's really finding that posture of prayer, of dependency on the God who is here and has a purpose.
So I want to recap and ask a question. So Bill Bedouris, you've been praying for him for healing for how long?
30 years.
Okay, 30 years. That's what I was thinking. It's like, Bill, wait a second, that goes back. So I'm challenged by praying for my siblings for salvation, which for a long time held and has really waned off. Is there anything else that like God uses to encourage you to jump back in there one more time and pray for Bill?
When his name comes to mind, I assume every person that God brings across my mind, you know, being at the age I am, 75, I wake up in the, after 4 hours of sleep, and I usually have at least a half an hour and sometimes longer to pray. And that's sweet time. And so I will just, then the distractions of my to-do list are not there, and I push that aside. And so Bill's name or Carissa's name or a face or will come to mind, and I simply linger on them and say, God, do for Bill and Cindy what will most glorify yourself and will most fulfill your purpose for them and through them. And Lord, deliver from this long morass of of listlessness, of weakness, and, you know, and whatever the Spirit leads. And so, and I have, like today, as I'm going through the Bible, I'm slower this year, so I'm a month behind where I was in this, on this day where I'm reading, last year, a year and a month ago, was when our friend, I won't mention his name, was run over by a dump truck. And I got down to prayer, and I get this message from a friend, a neighbor. He's been medevaced out. He's, looks like he had multiple breaks and frag. It looks like it didn't crush his head, crushed a number of limbs, blah blah blah. And so, just as I linger over that note, I'm just thanking God for this miraculous healing that has taken place, and. It's amazing. And so I wrote him this morning an email based on just lingering in prayer for this person. I'm feeling like there is now relational healing to take place. Mm. And that's what I'm praying for. Even as the miracle of this physical healing of a body that was crushed by a dump truck. So I didn't script that. I just feel like that's the Holy Spirit leading as I'm saying, I'm coming to a new day. It's you've hidden good works for me to walk in. And one of the good works today is to pray for this brother that there will be relational transformation just like there's been physical transformation.
Now, this is a person who just finished the Iron Man or the triathlon.
Yeah.
Just did a triathlon just a couple weeks ago. And so wow. A year and a month ago, he was pretty much like not going to walk.
Yeah, they said he wouldn't walk. But he, yeah.
Yeah. So, praise God. I want us to look at the time. It can be quick.
Okay.
Or very good. I want to break down in prayer. And so what I want to add to everything that Chip shared is still God commands us through his word to earnestly desire spiritual gifts. And I believe healing is one of those I think we need to lean into. So I want to grab the exhortation not to just be mediocre about it. I just feel an amping up that we are supposed to be pressing into asking God to display more of his power in the miraculous in the area of healing. And to be able to do that without getting discouraged, fatigued, unbelieving, I need what Chip just gave me. Is this, okay, exhortation by God to lead me forward and this humility of mind to recognize I'm not God. So I'm constantly, each time I'm stepping out in this faith, because I never know what's going to happen. And each time in my joy or discouragement, I'm leaning back on the knowledge of who God is and what he's doing, which is much bigger than the specific thing I'm praying for. All right. So in that, let's break down into groups. And what I want to specifically pray for is physical ailments. So whether that's a headache or knee or long-term thing, and we could also pray for somebody that we know. But just grab one issue, because we only have 15 minutes, and let's focus on praying for that, okay?